good enough. Yeah, you got me all messed up. 5150, somebody call the po-po. I'm going crazy, think about you, baby. 5150, just a saddle logo. I'm going crazy, think I love you, baby. Call the po-po. Think I'm losing my mind, girl. 5150, just the side of loco.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A major development in the drug overdose death of actor Matthew Perry last October. The DEA, federal prosecutors, and Los Angeles police at a briefing announcing the arrests of five people, including two doctors, Perry's assistant, and a woman known as the Ketamine Queen of L.A., saying they sold, supplied, and in some cases helped inject the ketamine for the Friends star, alleging they also charged higher prices as his addiction worsened. U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada.
These defendants took advantage of Mr. Perry's addiction issues to enrich themselves. They knew what they were doing was wrong. They knew what they were doing was risking great danger to Mr. Perry, but they did it anyways.
A Russian court today sentencing a Russian-American ballerina to 12 years in prison for treason. She was arrested in January, accused of fundraising for Ukraine, and later convicted. And stocks soaring on better-than-expected retail sales, and data showing jobless claims dipped last week. This is ABC News. Months after student protests gripped Columbia University's campus and just weeks before the start of the new academic year, the university's president announcing she's stepping down.
President Manoush Shafiq has abruptly stepped down and turned in her letter of resignation. She will no longer serve as president of the university. Now, she wrote a letter to the school community saying in part, quote, I have tried to navigate a path that upholds academic principles and treats everyone with fairness and compassion. It has been distressing for the community. For me as president and on a personal level to find myself, colleagues, and students the subject of threats and abuse.
ABC's Phil Tate. While it's still a mystery, we have some new information about Stonehenge. Scientists analyzed the 6-ton altar stone at the center of the monument in southwest England and say it came from Scotland, not Wales, as previously believed. That means the stones were brought from all parts of Great Britain, but how and why? Still unknown. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from August 16th through the 19th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ehlen. Governor Tony Evers is in favor of the denial by Wisconsin voters of two Republican-authored constitutional amendments Tuesday. The Democratic governor says the result means less playing politics with taxpayer money. That's something he's accused the legislature of doing when it comes to funding for PFAS cleanup.
We pass a bill, we put money into it, I sign the bill, and they won't release the money. And it's just not the way we should be operating. And so this helps.
Supporters said the amendments would give taxpayers a say in the process, while opponents questioned the wisdom of adding another gatekeeper to the process. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde addressed numerous topics during a WISP Politics luncheon in Madison Wednesday. That included the top of his party's ticket.
Trump is your nominee, and you're happy with your nominee. Is that it?
President Trump is nominee. I'm supporting President Trump. Look, whether you like him personally or not, the outcomes of the policies and the performance of this country under his presidency versus Joe Biden's presidency is night and day different.
Hovde was responding to a comment made earlier this year by former House Speaker Paul Ryan, who said Trump lacks the character to be president. A man convicted of walking into a Madison woman's apartment and assaulting her last year is going to jail.
28-year-old David Cartagena Molina was sentenced in Dane County Court on Wednesday to 3 years in jail. He pled guilty to attempted sexual assault earlier this year for walking into a downtown woman's apartment in June of 2023 and choking her out when she dialed 911. This was at least the fourth time Molina had intruded in people's homes, having been convicted three previous times in similar cases. He was on probation for the prior convictions. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Showers and thunderstorms will roll through the area at times. With periods of moderate to heavy rainfall expected, we could see some localized flash flooding. While the risk for severe weather is low, a few strong thunderstorms could produce some small hail, gusty winds, and torrential downpours. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 74.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Durand Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
To advance the conversation around farming and ranching in a more sustainable way. And the Sustainable Ranchers Tour is in Ideal, South Dakota today. We'll catch up with the team in South Dakota and find out what attendees are learning at Jorgensen Land and Cattle.
Live from the Sustainable Ranchers Tour in spacious South Dakota via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin the conversation with Jimmy Evans, and then we've got Mike Williams from the U.S. Roundtable on Sustainable Beef. Then it's Nick Jorgensen from Jorgensen Land and Cattle, and later Ben Verez from Kateri Carbon. Directly following the news, Greg Henderson from Drovers. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, now the host of AgriTalk, Chip.
I'm here, man. I'm here. I got it. Welcome to AgriTalk. Yeah, I think
I didn't take enough oxygen in before I started reading this long list of stuff we've lined up today. This is a big show, bro.
That is a big show. There's no doubt about it. Trustin' Beef, back out on the road. Big shout out to Big Apple, Joe Stackler, for making the trip out to Ideal, South Dakota.
We love you, Joe.
To line up an impressive list of guests that we've got today. We're going to continue the conversations this afternoon. So, good on you, Big Apple, Joe, for getting out there and getting this done. It's stop number four on the Sustainable Ranchers Tour.
Okay.
And as I'm telling you, I've participated in two of these tours, and the attendees seem to be just soaking up the ideas from that are, you know, at work on some of these ranches, including the ranch there at Jorgensen Land and Cattle, and we're going to find out what they are learning about. And who knows? Hey, if you can catch an idea on how to do something differently that might work better on your operation, that's awesome. That's what we're shooting for on, in the conversations today.
And here's the thing. You alluded the other day to the lifestyle that we lead in agriculture, especially those out on ranches and things. It's the Sustainable Ranchers Tour, not the Sustainable Ranches Tour. We're trying to sustain this lifestyle here, this ranching lifestyle.
That's a big, big part of it, no doubt about it. And hey, we know profitability is part of that. We're going to talk about that in the conversations today.
Good.
All right, man, let's get to the news. What do you got?
Well, I'm going to start with the National Weather Service weather outlook, which calls for isolated to severe thunderstorms possible today across parts of the middle Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys. Scattered flash flooding, damaging winds, and large hail are possible. Widespread maximum temperatures are forecast to range from the upper 90s to triple digits across the southwest into the central Gulf Coast this week. Heat indices may reach or exceed 110 degrees. Getting a little warm again. We got crop tour next week, Chip. Going to be nice and warm out on the Western Belt.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, we order that up for every year. This morning, 73 degrees in Northeast Iowa. We picked up 95 hundredths of an inch of rain overnight. It was a good rain.
Well, U.S. stock futures are following European and most Asian stocks higher, with traders' attention turning to the next round of economic data. The strong U.S. retail sales report is helping U.S. equities, with the Dow currently up around, 340. Okay, so pulling back just a little bit. Still above key 40,000 there. This supports the case for the Federal Reserve to cut rates at its September 17-18 meeting. Deere & Company's stock saw an early rise after the company reported better-than-expected earnings for its fiscal third quarter. Investors will closely watch Deere's conference call for any announcements about production cuts and their potential impact on profit margins. Walmart reported strong earnings for the second quarter of its fiscal year, surpassing expectations and providing an optimistic outlook for the remainder of the year. This optimistic outlook is supported by steady consumer spending and Walmart's ability to adapt to changing market conditions. Overall, retail sales in the U.S. accelerated in July, surpassing forecasts and indicating a resilient consumer base despite high prices and high borrowing costs. The value of retail purchases increased by 1 full percentage point in July, following a revised 0.2% decline in June. Market participants are currently anticipating a rate cut at the Fed's mid-September meeting. Fed funds futures shifted more toward a 25 basis point cut on Wednesday versus a 50 basis point cut in the wake of CPI data. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has indicated that a rate cut could occur as soon as the September meeting if economic conditions align with the Fed's goals.
Right.
Vice President Kamala Harris is set to address the issue of rising food and grocery prices in a Friday speech in Raleigh, North Carolina, where she will propose a federal ban on price gouging by food companies. Additionally, she aims to focus on the meat industry, where a few major companies control much of the supply and have been accused of driving up prices unfairly since the pandemic. A lot of people looking forward to what she might have to say here, Chip.
Yeah, this is going to be really interesting. Number one, enforce the laws and the rules that are already in place, and you're going to be just fine, I think. Second thing, you are opening a major can of worms and trying to figure out, okay, who is, what is price gouging and what isn't. This is going to be a mess.
Yes. Well, Chip, finally here, California's wine grape growers are facing significant challenges due to an oversupply of grapes and declining demand for wine. The situation is exacerbated by the increasing importation of bulk wine from other countries, which is being blended with California wines and sold under the American wine label. How you like them?
Product of the USA. Here we go.
Yep.
All right.
There you go.
Good
stuff.
Thank you so much, Davis. Thanks. Let's bring in Greg Henderson, editorial director at Drovers. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Chip.
All right. Talking about those grocery prices, food inflation is still there, isn't it?
Well, absolutely, and we're going to talk about beef quality, Chip, and it's appropriate that you're at Jorgensen Land and Cattle Company today because they've been a major contributor to the improvements of beef quality over the past 25 years. So you're right, food prices in July were higher than a year ago, and we're seeing more people eating at home as opposed to going out. That mainly is a factor in the fast food business, that and those prices at fast food restaurants are increasing faster than the price at home. That's a problem for beef because obviously the beef is a major staple of many of the fast food restaurants, as you know. And so what we're seeing is that this consumers are still after beef. The demand remains high. And analysts are marveling at the strength of beef demand throughout this inflationary period. Chip, I'm working on a story right now about how beef quality improvements have improved over the past 25 years. And that's the key driver in this resilient demand. Consumers have more trust in beef today because they trust their purchase will result in a satisfactory eating experience. And the data is proving that true.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you know you're going to get quality for what you're paying for, and you know, let's face it, you can't always do that when you go to the restaurant, but if you're doing that at home and you've upgraded your cooking skills to make sure that the product that you're putting on the plate at home is going to be that much better, it's going to work out for everybody. And that it's a combination of things is what I'm getting at, Greg. It's really cool. Good stuff, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Chip.
All right. Greg Henderson, editorial director at Drovers. We're heading to Ideal, South Dakota next.
Are you a farmer stressing about grain prices? Ready to boost your bottom line without sacrificing performance? Meet Meltdown by BW Fusion, the original nutrient release product trusted for decades and used on millions of acres. Meltdown breaks down crop residue and releases P and K nutrients. Start seeing cost savings and crop productivity in your first year. Transform residue into revenue with Meltdown. Visit bw-fusion.com/meltdown or call 888-429-3874.
The startup of another day. Caring for the land to make sure it's passed down for generations. Regenerative ag practices help build healthy soil, reduce erosion, and hold moisture. Now ADM will reward you for implementing cover crops and other conservation practices with incentives that could pay over $35 an acre. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. Visit ADMRegenerations.com to learn more.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
If you served, we want you to get the health care and benefits you earned. We want you to come to VA.
There's never been a better time to apply. Under a new law called the PACT Act, we've expanded VA care and benefits to millions of people who served and their survivors.
No matter where you served or how long you served, check out va.gov/PACT to learn more about what VA can do for you and your family.
Come to VA.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded.
If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad that you are with us on this Thursday morning. And Trust in Beef is working to get the word out on sustainable ranching. and sharing information in a practical way. And they're doing that through the Sustainable Ranchers Tour, and it's making a stop today in Ideal, South Dakota, at Jorgensen Land and Cattle, and we're happy to bring you some coverage from the event there. Joining us now, Jimmy Ammon, Senior VP, Climate Smart Programs at Trust in Beef. Jimmy, welcome back, buddy. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Chip. How are you today?
Doing real good. How are things there in Ideal?
Oh, it's just ideal. I mean, we're here in South Dakota at Ideal. I mean, it's perfect. We had a beautiful lightning storm last night, a little overcast and cool weather today, and a nice crowd, and it just couldn't be any better.
All right. Cows walking in tall grass out there?
They are. I mean, it's starting to dry down a little bit here. They had a good start to spring, but in the last 60 days started to dry down. Starting to need some rain now with some chances today and tomorrow, but still good. Grass is still green.
Good, good, good. Let's also say hi to Mike Williams, chairman of the U.S. Roundtable on Sustainable Beef. Mike, it's good to talk with you. How are you?
Hi, Chip. I'm doing real good. I'm doing real good. Got South Dakota yesterday, and it's a gorgeous state. It's my first time in South Dakota, and I got to say, I really am impressed with this state.
Oh, very cool. Well, I think a lot of people are impressed with your home state of California. How are conditions out that way?
Well, they're pretty good. If you're not on fire right now, we've had that's been a little bit of a plague for some areas, but we've had pretty good rain here the last couple of years, which is kind of out of the normal for the last 10 or 15, but, overall, between the rain and the cattle markets, I think most producers in California are doing in a pretty good place right now.
Good. Good deal. Good to hear. Jimmy, this is the fourth tour that you've done. What have you learned from the attendees? Okay. I know the attendees are there to learn, but here you are. You're the guy in charge of the Climate Smart programs at Trust in Beef. What are you learning from the attendees? What are they looking for?
Well, they're looking for that next level of conservation practices on the ground, seeing what each one of these stops brings out in key, issues that they're working on. And they're really eager to learn about the consumer market. Retailer and processor sessions have been by far the most questions and interest from the ranchers here. Today, when they was leaving on the buses, we heard a lot of enthusiasm about virtual fencing and genetics and the feed yard here and how the whole operation turns around that. Being the largest Angus seed stock breeder in the United States is a place to be.
Yeah, I got you. I like how you said that, Jimmy, that the ranchers that are attending these tours are looking at the next level of conservation or climate smart practices, their sustainable practices, because they've already got sustainability practices in place on their ranches right now. If they hadn't, they wouldn't be third, fourth, and fifth generation farmers and ranchers.
That's absolutely true. And you know that as we learn and take more steps and get closer to that, and Nick Jorson talked about that at the reception last night, fifth generation here on the ranch now. So they're very sustainable, but how do they get to the seventh, eighth, ninth, and 10th generation with the resources they got, and how learning to preserve and stretch them out, is a real key and, that they're zoned in on. And ranchers really loved to hear that last night. And around the table, I could hear a lot of discussions about how they looked at water and soil and grass and how that for the future, is so important.
Yeah, well, that eye on the future has got to be one of the reasons that you guys decided to land at Jorgensen Land and Cattle. But talk to me about some of the other things that you're going to be featuring there today.
So right now they've been out this morning with Merck in the chute area and the feedlot area on animal care and husbandry and genetics and really learning how to handle cattle and with low stress and excellent facility. They're also going to learn about why carbon is so important here on the ranch, and how they're measuring carbon going into the feed yard and carbon coming out of the feed yard, so they know exactly where they're at. And they really look at their soil as the key to success of the ranch and how they take care of that.
Gotcha. Okay. Mike, talk to me about USRSB's the support that you're putting out there to producers like Jorgensen to help them with their sustainability efforts.
Well, what we're trying to do, one of the things we're trying to do is collaborate across the supply chain to bring to develop partnerships to support projects like this and others for producers to help give them the tools, the technique, keep them up to date on the latest tech and other things to help these different operations in their to develop their farm or ranch in a way that can be more productive and more sustainable going forward. Yeah. There's so many things that you can't control, whether it's the weather or the markets and different things like that you really got to get a handle and stay on top of the things that you can control in order to keep moving forward.
Yeah, no doubt. What have you got with you there today? What resources do you have available to the ranchers that are at the ranch today?
Well, one of the things is we have a grazing management planning workbook that producers can use. We also have it on the website. There's a template that a guy can follow and along with a module that you can go through. If you're not currently taking advantage of a grazing management planning system on your ranch, you can build one. And if you got one, it doesn't hurt to go through and look at the module and the stuff to compare it to what you got and see if you can get some ideas or areas that you might improve.
Right. Yeah. If you can find one way to make your ranch and your efforts more efficient from the conversations and the information that you guys are sharing, I think it's obviously going to be well worth it. I mean, that's why events like these are important for the hosts and the people that are attending the tours, right?
Well, I agree. And I think it's important, especially you come to a top tier outfit like Jorgensen's here. It's easy to get overwhelmed with things, but a guy that's like me, that's maybe not as sophisticated as this outfit here, can take information and look at, well, what can I apply that's with my resources and my time and my operation like I say, if it's just one thing that I can add value to my operation and improve my operation and just it, but continuous improvement over time, I think is the key for any rancher these days. Yeah.
Okay. So Mike, you've seen the ranch, you've got a bit of a download of some of the information that's going to be shared today throughout the day. What is it that you hope that the attendees take home with them? What's the one big thing?
Well, I think it's just to move forward, to make your whatever thing that you catch here that fits into your operation, and just understand that, you know, just level up a little bit, whatever you can do on your operation, that you can get better, and that if you're not moving forward, you're going backwards. And there's, like I say, with the different tech, a lot of different ideas may or may not fit in any one person's operation, right, but they can grab something that'll fit, and then take that back and implement it. And over time, everybody gets better, and then the industry as a whole gets better.
Yeah, Mike, that's really good. I love that. If you're not going forward, you're going backwards, and you got to make some efforts to keep your operation moving forward. Jimmy, what's the future look like for the Ranchers Tour? How can ranchers get involved and see what's coming?
Go to trustinbeef.com. Our next tour stop is September 11th and 12th in McKenzie, North Dakota.
McKenzie, North Dakota, and it's the, I mean, this is real grassroots stuff, Jimmy. This is ranchers sharing information with other ranchers, isn't it?
It is, and that's what ranchers love to do is learn from one another. So come and join us at trustinbeef.com.
Excellent. Good stuff, Jimmy. Thank you. That is Jimmy Emmons, Senior VP of Climate Smart Programs at Trust in Beef for Farm Journal, and Mike Williams, Chairman of the U.S. Roundtable on Sustainable Beef. Okay, we're going to talk with the CEO of Jorgensen Land and Cattle. Nick Jorgensen is up next on AgriTalk.
Another great harvest thanks to Pioneer brand corn.
Just a few questions.
Who are you?
Kim Kernel, Ag Sports News. I've been chasing your combine for a while. How does it feel getting 10 more bushels per acre over last season?
It feels great. Couldn't have done it without Pioneer. It's America's number one corn brand.
And there you have it, folks. Live from the field.
Who are you talking to?
Pioneer. Your best year starts here. Learn more at pioneer.com/.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Milk markets are higher. From Farm Technology Days, I'm Brian Winnekins with this WRDN market update. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk double-digit gains as September up 71 to 2201, October up 68 to 2233, November up 43 to 2160, December milk up 23 to 2025. Cheese markets were higher once again today. Barrels up 8.5 to 225. 40-pound blocks up 7.25 to 210. One trade a barrel, four trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 2.5 to 314.5 with 51 trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk up 0.25 to 124.5. One trade on the day. Dry weigh steady at 56 and no trades on the day. In the livestock sector at the Mercantile Exchange, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower as traders are pretty much impatiently tapping their feet as they wait for the cash markets to develop. Now, one thinks traders would find it supportive that beef exports marked a marketing year high Thursday, but the only thing that seems to matter, what's the cash market doing? And so far, that hasn't been established, and that continues to pressure live and also feeder cattle markets, even though boxed beef prices have been higher. Meanwhile, hog markets, they're moving mostly higher, even though the export report noted a marketing year low for pork sales. Now, what's interesting is seeing the carcass price jump over $4. It wasn't driven by one single cut. Bellies gained to $12.64, but the butt jumped $4.87. Loins were $4.57 higher, and hams jumped $3.30 higher from Wednesday's prices. As long as demand continues to shine through the afternoon report, the hog complex should remain higher. August live cattle down 40 cents to 184.20. October down $1.30 to 180.82. December down 80 cents to 180.80. August feeder cattle down $1.10 to 246.80. September down 55 cents to 243.80. October down $1.25 to 240.85. October hogs up 60 cents to 76.52. December up 67 cents to 67.92. February up 65 cents to 71.30. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets and wheat markets are moving mostly lower. MATIF wheat prices are moving mostly lower. The corn futures are trying to consolidate the recent trading range further. Warmer weather looks to return at the end of the month with lighter moisture to keep the crop moving along as well. Soybeans moving mostly higher. Meal leading the soy product complex higher as the soybeans ease from oversold conditions. New crop 25 corn down 3/4 to 439 3/4. New crop 25 beans up 5.5 to 1029 3/4. September wheat down 2 to 532 3/4.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
man, oh man, what a treat we've got for you right now. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. I've heard so much about Jorgensen Land and Cattle over the years, and what a treat to get to have a conversation with Nick Jorgensen, CEO of Jorgensen Land and Cattle. He joins us right now. Nick, welcome to AgriTalk.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad you're here, man. Give us that 1 minute, and get away from the 30 seconds. Give us a minute on Jorgensen Land and Cattle. What is it? How? Where is it? And what are you guys providing for the industry?
Yeah, so Jorgensen Land and Cattle is a fourth generation family owned and operated farm and ranch in Ideal, South Dakota. We've got several different diversified businesses that we do, but it really centers around the production and marketing of Black Angus bulls across the United States. So Jorgensen Land and Cattle is the largest seed stock producer in the country and presumably the world, although we don't have a way to verify that. 2024 will more than likely market over 6,000 bulls across the country, either through a lease or through a private treaty or an auction type sale. So everything we do kind of supports that business, you know, whether it be our farming operation where we raise feed for the lot that we develop these bulls in, or our cow-calf herd that produces the genetics that go into that program. It's all kind of it all rolls up to the marketing of a Black Angus bull.
All right. All right. And you've got some row crop out there too, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we farm about 13,000 acres, largely dedicated to creating feed for the lot that we develop bulls. And we also raise a decent amount of small grain for seed, so winter wheat, spring wheat, and oats that we market, you know, locally and across South Central South Dakota.
Well, and you do all that and support wildlife in the area too, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So the other part of our business is we own and operate the Lazy J Grand Lodge. It's a 22-bedroom hunting lodge where we specialize in providing guided pheasant hunts the months of September through December. And so, you know, when you talk about it from a wildlife conservation perspective, we do operate as a hunting preserve, largely because we can't harvest enough wild pheasants to where we can maintain that population and satisfy our customers. So we are a hunting preserve, which, you know, does a good thing for the bird population in our area. And it's a service we're proud to offer. And what we're really proud of is that every person that comes and either hunts pheasants with us or comes for an event goes on a farm tour. Our lodge is about 4 miles from our ranch headquarters, and we take all of our hunters on a bus, and they all come over to Jorgensen Land and Cattle and see the lots, see all the bulls, see what we do, so we can tell that production egg story to people that are largely, you know, 3 to 4 generations separated from agriculture at this point.
Right, right. Very cool, dude. That the ability to blend all of that into a sustainable operation and into an operation that is practical on the ground. It takes a lot of effort to make that all happen. 6,000 Angus bulls.
Yes.
Obviously, genetics are very high up the list, the priority list there at Jorgensen Land and Cattle. What are you looking for when you decide what's going to be the next genetic line at Jorgensen?
Yeah, so you know it's interesting when you talk about just the sheer volume of bulls that we market. Mm-hmm. To say that we look for, you know, one specific thing is really difficult because, you know, part of the product offering that we have is that we've got a bull that will meet everyone's needs, yeah. Right? It would be a shame for us to have someone come to Jorgensen Land and Cattle and walk away from us saying, "Hey, you don't have the bull I need." So, you know, we've got all kinds of, you know, different lines of cattle and different bulls that do different things. But I can tell you that, you know, a couple just pillars that every bull has to meet, you know, is he's got to be sound for breeding, right? Mm-hmm. He's got to have good structure, right? So they can go out and breed cows and last. He's got to have good disposition. We send bulls to about 700 different customers across the United States. And what we can't have is bulls that have disposition problems causing trouble at the ranch and then, you know, passing that poor disposition on to the next generation. So we're very, very, very picky on disposition. then you always have to, you got to have growth, right? I think if you talk about, you know, the Jorgensen herd and you think about maybe the Rito line of cattle that we're famous for, you know, those animals are just known for growth. But we also have a really strong focus on the maternal side and making sure that we raise good cows. And as a